Hey everyone, we got something really special for you this week. We have an extensive course preview for Swim Run Lake James in Lake James, North Carolina. Get your notepads out for this one, and let's dive right in. Cue the rock flute. Welcome to the Low Tide Boys, a Swim Run podcast. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chris, and this is episode 113 on the show. In this special episode, we are sharing our course preview for Swim Run Lake James. This race has been on our bucket list for a while. We're super stoked to be racing it this year. The theme of the year is very self-serving. All these podcasts are helping us, but we hope it's helping you as well. And as usual for these episodes, we're joined by some guests. We have race director Kristen Geno, Purple Patch coach slash race director slash stud swim runner John Stevens, and Mr. Swim Run himself, the most experienced swim runner in the United States of America, maybe even North America. I think we can just safely say North America.
The continent?
I'm going to say the hemisphere. What? Just going to put it out there.
Whoa.
Putting it out
Careful.
There. Careful. Marcus Barton. So get your notepads out. Enjoy listening to our breakdown of this super fun race.
Yes, so Swim Run Lake James takes place at the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains at Lake James State Park in North Carolina and offers long and short course race distances that are full of rolling terrain and beautiful slash chilly lake waters.
Yeah.
Getting to Lake James is pretty straightforward. There's a couple airports there in the general area, including Charlotte and Asheville. The race begins and ends at Fonta Flora Whirlpool Farm, just outside of the park entrance. But don't let that name fool you. The race also ends and begins at a local brewery called Fonta Flora.
Yeah, so
hence,
it's like...
It's a brewery.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to be super slick with their name, like, you know...
Farm.
It's a
wink,
brewery.
Wink, brewery.
Exactly. Yeah, so it seems pretty easy to get to. A lot of folks, including myself, are going to be flying out after the race on the same day. Should be doable. We'll see what happens.
Not too much hanging out at Fonta Flora then. If you're
Exactly. So getting to the course overviews. So the long course clocks in at around 4 miles of swimming and 15 miles of running. So 29 miles. 19. It could be 29 if you go the wrong way. 19 miles total. The course has 14 run sections and 13 swim sections, which we'll be doing an annotated breakdown a little bit later on. The swim sections range from literally 20 yards to 1,300 yards, and it's a unique and a picturesque lake setting, so you know it's going to be fun. The short course is about 2.7 miles of swimming and 10 miles of running, so about 13 miles total. And this course will have 8 run sections and 7 swim sections. The swim sections range from 20 to 1,300 yards. And the run sections are 25 meters to 5.5 miles. This is all from their website, so it's not like I'm doing a lot of math here. I'm just getting it from their website.
Well, thanks for consolidating it for everyone. Yeah. Super helpful.
Sure.
Yeah, so the runs are made up of a few different types of track. We have fire service trail roads, single track trails, paved roads, and off the beaten path wooden sections, or is also known the cuts.
The cuts.
So the swims are in a lake, and there could be some chop if it's a bit windy out. The water temps range from the mid-50s to the low-60s, and that's in Fahrenheit. So
it could be prepared for that.
It could be chilly.
Yeah, it can be from, like, super cold to chilly.
And air temps as well could also have a pretty big range there. So just be prepared. You could have an air temp somewhere in the mid-50s and a water temp, and that could be a cold day. Or vice versa, if you had a low 60s, but a high 60s or even low 70s on the air temp, it might be a little bit of a warmer day.
For sure.
Be prepared for anything, as with any swim run.
Hey, we've said this before. You know, swim run is kind of, it's cold business. So
it's cold business.
You know, got to deal with that.
Yes. So we've had a race director, Kristen Geno, on the show before, and we asked her for a course walkthrough when we interviewed her all the way back. This is in episode 65 of the show. So it was so good and such a great nugget. We're sharing that again for you folks. And we also have an annotated leg-by-leg breakdown so folks can reference that as they listen. And that's all in the show notes over on LowTideBoys.com. So we'll get right into it with the clip from Kristen Genoe, race director, Swim Run Lake James.
We start and finish at Font de Flora, and both long course and short course, but I'll just stick to the long course because the short course is in the long course. But everybody starts out with a run, which leaves from the brewery, and then you head immediately into the park. And you do the first, I'd say, four swims relatively pretty quick, and it kind of gets people feeling really good because you're not in the water too terribly long before you kind of start your longer run. And most of the beginning runs are on marked trails. So there's not a lot of super bushwhacking quite yet, but you kind of get to see a lot of like the Paddy's Creek area, where if you were to drive into the park, you're going to kind of see that. I'd say it's pretty spectator friendly the first little bit, but as soon as you kind of get out of the last swim, which is swim four, and you start on your longer run, then it becomes like, okay, cool. Now it's Swim Run Lake James, because you go on to like a gravel road, and then you hit the fire roads, and you're on the fire roads for a long time until you hit a long arm, which if you look at a map, you can kind of just see long arm just like this huge piece of land, like a peninsula that kind of sticks out. And you go down a gravel road, and then you kind of go off onto another, they call it a fire road, but like that's the section where like only we go. So there's a lot of like bushwhacking back there. And then it becomes a swimmer's race after the long run, because this is at least every time I've done it, this is where I'm kind of like, oh, all right, here we go. Like you've got swim five, which is one of the longest swims. And then the islands are small islands. So you don't necessarily get to warm up as much as you want to before you're like right back in the water. And you hit three islands, and then you get to run like a little bit, I'd say like just shy of 2 miles. And then you've got a couple short swims, and then you run another couple miles, and then you've got the last swim, long swim. And I just remember every time I get to the last long swim, I'm just like, all right, here we go. Let's do this. And Brian, my old partner, I deemed that Brian swim because that's where he always fell apart at. And he was like, I'm done. I don't know why I'm doing this. Why did we come up with this course? You know, you go through the whole team dynamic where you're like, man, you know, you're going to be all right. Just let's get in the water. Let's hammer this out. You know, we'll call this Brian swim. And then it takes you to what we call Half Mile Island, which is just like it used to be like an old logging island, because most of those islands out there are owned by Duke Energy. And then once you get after that last long swim and you get to Half Mile Island, like you're like, okay, cool. I can do this now. It's like, it is definitely a roller coaster of emotions in this race. Once you get, like I said, back kind of towards Paddy's Creek, you'll essentially make your way back up to Font de Flora. So, you know, the long course is 14, a little like almost 15 miles. It really just depends on how you run it. And then the swim is just shy of, it's over 3.5. It's under 4. So again, like it depends on how you swim it. I mean, some of the longer swims, like it can get pretty windy out at Lake James. So like you can get blown around a bit. Yeah. So it just depends on how it all pans out for the teams. But, it's a fun course.
Well, that was super helpful. Again, that episode's great. Episode 65. You want to learn more about the history of Lake James, we definitely recommend folks listen to that one. Wanted to note that Kristen was talking about the long course, but the short course pretty much follows the same route until the end of the long run, which is leg five, and then you sort of start heading back from there. So, you know, you can follow our leg by leg breakdown and just know when you go to run five, you essentially bang a hard right once, a couple more swims and a couple more runs and you're done.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for the leg by leg breakdown, head on over to our site and in the show notes over on LowTideBoys.com, and we have a full long course and short course leg by leg breakdown, every run, every swim. And we've even gone in there and noted anything note to put in there. Like, for example, run one, it kind of gets to be a single track trail pretty quick. So if you don't want to get stuck in a bottleneck, you might want to think about that. So we got all sorts of great notes in there. We also have the cutoff times for the long course. There's 3 cutoff times, not including the finish. And on the short course, there is 2 cutoff times, not included the finish. So if you're concerned about those, head on over to lowtieboys.com and check all that stuff out there.
Yeah. So should we talk about what people should do to train for
this? Yeah, how do you get ready to do Swim Run Lake James?
I know. Yeah, right. And as with any swim run, every course is different and requires athletes to prepare as best as they can for the demands of that course, because who knows what it's going to present them. We asked our friend, endurance coach, and stud swim runner, John Stevens, to share with us how he would approach training for this race and what workouts he would recommend for folks that are going to do this to prepare for the unique challenges that this race presents. And honestly, like, John, he's just the guy I call for everything.
He's just
any
got
time of this stuff. He's done all these races. He's super experienced. He's won
super
them all.
Knowledgeable.
You know, it's
puts
just
them
like,
on.
Puts
he
them
knows
on.
What it takes to put one on and what makes a good one. So
exactly.
Yeah. Without further ado, let's pass it on over to Coach John Stevens.
Thank you, Chipper and Chris, for having me on and to talk about Lake James, Swim Run Lake James, the course, how to prepare for it, as well as some of the challenges that you're going to face out there. Now, right off the bat, you know, just let me say that I love this course. This course plays to my strength a lot, which is swimming. So with that, you know, one of the first things I'll say right away is you need to prepare for a lot of swimming. And so you're probably going to want to up your swim volume in preparation for this race. You know, you've got some longer swim, 700, 800, 1300, 1600, and some of those coming later in the race as well. And so you're going to want to be ready to handle that type of swim volume. So, you know, as opposed to some of the other races that may have a little bit less swimming, you know, this one's on the higher end. I think 6,200 total yards of swimming for this. So be prepared to handle that. And now, you know, with that, obviously, there's still going to be a good amount of running. But I think one of the big challenges with this course from the run side of it is you do have these series of short runs, both early in the race as well as later in the race. And with that, we're talking, you know, you're out of the water, you're right back in the water, 0.3 miles, 0.08, 0.5, 0.05. You know, there's some pretty quick, you know, time on your feet in between those. And with that, that can be a little bit discombobulating, all that in and that out. And I think obviously with this, transitions are going to be pretty key in preparation for this, and fast transitions. And this idea too, where you're also going to be out of the water for just a few minutes and then right back in again. And so, you know, obviously the ideal way to prepare for doing a lot of transitions is to go do a lot of transitions. So ideally you're able to go do some swim run training and just practice those ins and those outs over and over again. And ideally you're doing that with some pretty tricky ins and outs, because that's what you're going to see on this race. Some situations where you're you know, climbing up over rocks, kind of working your way through some brush and some thicket. So be prepared for that. Now, obviously, with this being an early season race, that may not be possible for some people, depending on where you live in the country. You know, myself up here in Maine, preparing for this last year, that just wasn't an option. So, you know, one substitute that you can use in the pool to prepare for that kind of frequent shift from horizontal swimming to vertical running are something we call deck ups. Now, this isn't going to help you from a gear perspective as far as what to do and practicing getting all that on and off, but it is going to help you get used to that motion of being swimming, right up running, right back to swimming again. And a deck up is basically finishing a hard swim and then immediately hoisting yourself, pulling yourself up out of the water into a standing position on the deck. And basically what that does is it just changes that blood flow, and kind of you may feel a little dizzy as you get out, but you kind of have to get used to that feeling. You know, actually a simple set that I like to use for something like that is you'll do, you know, 4 50s fast, like 95% effort. At the end of each 50, you're doing a deck up. Get yourself out of the water, get right back in the water, 15, 20 seconds rest, and do that. So 4 50s, 15 to 20 seconds rest with a deck up, hard 95% effort, and then throw on the swim run gear, throw on the paddles and the buoy, and hit a 400 to 600 yard race type effort. And then you can just repeat that set one, two, you know, a couple of times and work through that depending on where you're at from an experience level. Now, back, you know, to the run side of things. Now, a lot of those runs may be short, but the terrain on some of them is pretty challenging. And you know, you've got a little bit of fire road, you've got a little bit of you know, single track, and you've got some straight up bushwhacking. So be prepared for that. Hit the trails, mix in some, you know, hill work as well, because there is going to be a little bit of elevation gain with this, this race, you know, and as far as kind of approaching some of that elevation gain and a harder running workout, there is kind of a run set that I like to do a lot. And it's pretty similar in setup to that swim set that I just mentioned. But basically what you're doing is you're going in, you're going to, after a good warm up, hit 4 to 6 times, 30 seconds, very hard uphill. And then once you're at the top, you can do one of two things. You can kind of take a couple seconds, turn around, and hit a really hard downhill effort to kind of pound the quads a little bit. Or you can just cruise it down as a recovery down, take about a minute rest on the bottom. And then after those, you go right into maybe an 8 to 10 minute tempo run. And you want to do that tempo run at about a threshold effort. And then take a little rest. And again, just like that swim set, you can go through that another time if you're kind of a little bit more on the higher volume side of things for it. You know, speaking again of the run, this race, despite those short runs that I mentioned, does throw in one big long run, about 7.5 miles, right smack in the middle. So now you have to be able to switch up from those shorter and likely faster runs into this longer, kind of tougher effort. And this is where you're going to see most of the elevation gain. So understand how long that run's probably going to take you. You know, like I said, 7.5 miles. So, you know, how long are you going to be on your feet for that run? And be prepared to be sustaining that type of movement for that long, especially right in the middle of the race and dealing with that elevation gain and that elevation loss. Now, with that run, what makes this section of the course even more challenging is that you go right from that long run into the longest swim of the day. So 1,600 yards right after the end of that 7.5 miles of running. And so as you finish up that run, start kind of preparing your arms to get back into the water and do some work. They've been kind of hanging out by your side for the most part, you know, gentle swinging. So get in some big arm swings if you can. Try to get the blood flowing back into the shoulders a little bit and prepare yourself to put on the paddles and do a long section of work. Now, one last possible challenge that you could face with this race is temperature. Now, there's no way of telling what it's going to be like on race day, or is it going to be like it was last year, or is it going to be totally different? You never know. But there is that possibility that it could be a cold day, which it was last year, cold water and cold air. And so I know my partner Lars and I each kind of reached that point a few times in the race where you're getting block hands, right? You can't really use your fingers, and it gets difficult to put goggles on and off. And so, you know, if you don't normally use arm sleeves, this may be one to think about using arm sleeves for, and be ready to use those. And how are you? Is it easy to get them on? Is it easy to get them off? Particularly in that long run, you might not want them on for all of that. So prepare for that cold and be ready, because that could be that one last added challenge that you have to deal with. Overall, as I said, this is an amazing course, and it's a lot of fun. And I think, you know, those in and outs on the short run transitions kind of just switch things up and add a neat little challenge. And I think it's, it's a really great race. So be ready to swim a lot. Have a good number of quick transitions and hit the trails.
Deck ups.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here, folks. Got to do deck ups. John dropped just dropped a ton of knowledge about the importance of getting ready for all the swimming, the quick transitions, and dealing with the terrain on the runs, and you know, and the possibility of cold water, cold temps. But yeah. I mean, that was a masterclass in preparing for this race, I think.
That was. And I think I'm going to take a little bit of learnings from Orcas Island on a couple of those. The two big runs there were chunked by some smaller swims, maybe only 200 or 300. So you didn't get a big recovery time. And I remember not really taking that into account on how my run legs would be feeling, like, oh, I didn't get a, you know, 15-20 minute recovery in the water. Mm-hmm. I got like 3 minutes.
Right.
And so, you know, that on top of everything else.
Yeah, it's something to think about. I mean, you and I have been talking about how, you know, the meat and potatoes is basically that 7.7 mile run, which is followed immediately by 1600 yard swim. So basically like
that's
a mile
the work
swim.
Right there.
Yeah. Like if you, you need to be fit to be able to manage those well, because that's going to make or break your race in terms of, you know, you just want to get through that.
Yeah, that's the hump to get over. But yeah, and then it kind of really gets short and choppy in between the swims and the runs like John was talking about. But there's still a couple big swims there at the end.
Yeah, so as usual with these shows, we always want to get some race tips. We want to hear from some folks who've done the race before, especially because we haven't. And obviously, we can't think of a better person than the person who's raced every single swimmer in Lake James event that's happened and is the most experienced, say it again, the most experienced swim runner in our hemisphere. And yeah, we're talking about Marcus Barton. So just let him go at it.
Take away Marcus.
Lake James, one of my favorite races. I keep going back and doing that one every year because it's definitely one of my favorites. And it helps that it's close by and I can get to it pretty quick and easy. It's a hop, skip, and a jump away from Charlotte where I live. So definitely one of my favorite races. First thing I think from a tips or strategy standpoint is that since it's a late April race, the water temp's going to be pretty chilly. It could be in the mid to upper 50s. I think last year it was in the low 60s. But one thing about Lake James is that the water temp continues to drop throughout the morning. So whatever temperature the water is or measured at in the morning, it's going to get colder throughout the race. So keep that in mind. Which brings me to tip number one. Make sure you zip up your wetsuit before you get in the water, unlike yours truly. So if you want to hear about that one, go back and listen to the Low Tide Boys episode 69, and you can hear the whole story about how that went down and what a faux pas that was. The runs are mostly gravel and fire road, so keep that in mind when you're doing your training. And there are some off-trail sections. So it is a little bit of a mix there. The off-trail sections are primarily at the beginning of run four, and then when you're doing the island hopping and the peninsula hopping, which, of course, you can check out the race map and see where those are at. With those off-trail sections, the island hopping and whatnot, those exits are not all easy. Some of them are walk-out, but there are some where you have to kind of climb out. So be aware of your surroundings. Make sure you don't roll or twist an ankle and help your partner out if you're racing with a partner. So one thing to note, there is an 8 mile run, almost 8 miles in the middle of the race. So if you're a runner, that's an opportunity for you to make up for your lack of swimming ability or your slower swimming. So if you're a runner, that's definitely a time for you to shine. It is mostly gravel and fire road, so you can really kind of pour on the heat. And then after that 8 mile run is the first long, or not the first, but the longest swim of the day, which is about a mile, which is followed by that island hopping that I mentioned. And one thing to note with that is you're swimming a mile and you're getting out for 50 or 100 feet, and then you're getting back in and swimming, and then you're getting out for 50, 100 feet, and you're getting back in and swimming. So just be prepared to be chilled and to be cold because you're not getting out of the water really long enough to warm back up. So just make sure that you're expecting that and that you plan accordingly with gear and whatnot. And then lastly, coming back into the finish after your last swim, that last run's about 2.5 miles and it's wide. I wouldn't call it single track. It's got, you know, it's trail and it's technical, but it's about 2.5 miles and it seems like it goes on forever because it's at the end of the race. But one little visual cue, when you do come out of the trail and cross over the arch bridge that you'll see at the beginning of the race, when you do get that arch bridge, just know that you've got a mile left and you can, you know, just empty whatever else you got left in the tank. So that's my little quick tips, strategies for Lake James. Hope to see you there.
I mean, as usual, he knows what's going on.
That was good. Nice job, Marcus. Way to be.
Yeah, he knows what's going on. I think those points are all really, really well taken.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, man, Marcus, thank you so much for sharing that knowledge. I mean, I think to sum it up, I think this race is going to be dope. It's a lot of island-to-island swimming, swim running, which mm-hmm. is like in the European style, which is just going to be a lot of fun. If you want more background on the race, you can check out episode 65 with race director, Swim Run Lake James race director, Kristen Geno, and then episode 69 with Marcus was referring to, which is our Swim Run Lake James 2021 race recap mm-hmm. with the Zaddy Daddies, aka Marcus Barton and Lee Green. And that was a really fun episode.
And if you're trying to go even deeper into the archives, we have Keith and the Unicorn also did a little bit. They talked a little bit about Swim Run Lake James, as well as Phyllis Hold My Shower Beer. So there's two more deep archived Low Tide Boys.
Real deep.
They're going to be around that episode 70 to like 75 probably is what I would guess based off what the other ones that I see are. And we'll put those in the show notes as well. But go in, listen to there, because you're going to hear that's six people's different impressions on this race course. Yeah. So if you really are looking for the deepest knowledge, we got plenty to satisfy your deepest craving.
Yeah. Or you can just listen to right now and just, you know, move on with your life, and we'll see you there. Hopefully we'll see you there. The race is almost sold out. So as of this taping, it's not sold out yet.
Get on it, people.
Get on it.
And the Low Tide Boys will be there. We'll be looking forward to seeing everybody.
Yep.
Lake James. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review, since that's the best way to help other people discover the show and the sport of swim run.
Sign up for a newsletter at lowtideboys.com. That's boys with a Z. And check out our meme page at the Low Tide Boys on Instagram. If you have any suggestions for the show or questions for us, send us a DM or an email at lowtideboys@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Riding Easy Records for our show music, and of course our wives for their support and tolerance of all our swim run activities, podcast, and other stuff.
Yeah, other stuff.
Way
to keep it PG. Finally, you can support our efforts on Patreon. Until next time, get out there and go for a swim.
Go for a run.
Then another swim.
Then another run.
And then another swim.
And then another run.
And then just keep going. Until you're done.
Or maybe can't stop.